expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Crap, does my voice sound a little off? Should I start yelling now?
It's not just the voice.
Oh, okay. Well, we have something to say, do we? So the battle
no, the
has
mics
begun.
Are, the mics are different.
Of course, you know, this means
yeah.
War.
We've only just begun.
Oh, boy. I got to get out of the chat room here, but let's see what we can...
I'm kind of curious about something in chat.
I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and if my voice disturbs you, sorry, get over it. I'm still trying to break through the stupid cough and cold that never seems to go away. Mm. Just when you think you've beat it, it's back.
It never ends.
Yeah, I mean, so so you just have to suffer through with me. But just in case you didn't want to suffer too much, well, I should rephrase that. Just in case you want to suffer differently, my sister Linda, is here, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Red Smith. I'm not even going to go there.
Yep, we're good.
There he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're streaming worldwide on the Planet Daily, standing for truth, justice, and the American way. And the topic for today, do we have any guests? That's not the topic.
No, we don't have any guests today.
Okay, uh-oh. Good. I didn't even check. I didn't
just
care.
Just us on our own for two hours.
Yep, that's it.
I got up late, looked at the clock, and went, oh, I'm supposed to be at the radio in an hour. And
I was a little
I really
occupied
don't care.
This last week, so yeah, I mean.
Yeah, the tax season is officially ended, the first segment.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I know. It's like what a crazy season. I mean, the IRS goes out, the computers go down on the last day of the year, the filing extended for another day. I'm pretty sure, was there any tax guys that were, you know, stayed in the building?
I don't know.
It's like, good grief. A screwed up mess.
Not surprising, though.
Speaking of screwed up messes, I'd like to analyze today why the left, progressive, communist, whatever you want to call them, are so screwed up.
I have
theories.
I have a quick question. I'm reading leftovers in the chat room, and there's a message in here for Carl that says, you can contact David Kehoe at 7 blah, blah, blah. He sold his house in Reading and moved to Fort Bragg.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, what's up?
Is he not running for county supervisor?
His signs are all over the town.
I was going to say, yeah, signs are everywhere.
How does he run for Shasta County supervisor if he lives in Fort Bragg?
You don't get it, huh?
Come on. If there's anybody out there that knows more about this and can shed some light on it, I would love for somebody to call and talk about that because it makes me kind of curious.
It's probably meaningless. Some troll.
Hmm. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll call the phone number and ask him.
Yeah, there
Anon,
you go.
As Anon. So I wonder if it was actually QAnon.
Yeah, they've had some interesting stuff going
wow.
on.
Wow. Crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's gone bat crap crazy.
It really has.
Yeah.
It's to the point that bat crap crazy is the new normal.
Yeah. I know. That's the new normal. Everybody get used to it because...
break out your Tide Pods.
Yeah, break out the Tide Pods. That's right. Do they have any
and
other kind of
other
pods?
Things.
Do they have any other kind of pods besides Tide Pods? I don't know.
A lot of people.
I never do laundry, so I was thinking, is there like, you know, chair pods?
I don't know.
Cause because, you know, I mean, it's like, you know.
No, but Tide is the top of the line.
Yeah, it's the good stuff.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Why would you knock yourself down?
So what you're telling me, that's like, you know, Kush Buds or something in the soap department.
I guess, yeah.
Wow. See, because I think there would be, you know, Blue Cheer.
And is Tide Pods laundry detergent or dishwasher detergent?
I'm not sure.
It's laundry detergent.
Is it laundry?
I don't get.
Yeah, but you have Cascade little pods that go in the dishwasher.
Laundry detergent's for sissies. Go for the dishwasher detergent like a man.
It thumbs up better. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can snort your prophylactic while you take your.
Tide Pod. Well, and then, they've moved on from that now. The new one is the habanero enema.
Oh, you had to say it.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, and then did you see the other one?
What is this? What's the name of that program that they used to do? Hurt themselves all the time.
Jackass.
What is this? What is Jackass gone wild?
Apparently, it's now embedded in our culture.
Yeah, and then did you see the new one about Top Ramen?
I think it's Mother Nature just working overtime trying to thin the herd.
Top Ramen.
Now they're eating Top Ramen out of the toilet. Yeah. Yeah, but see, that look is priceless. So they do the Tide Pods, and then they,
Do they use the flavor packets?
I mean,
I think we have
a caller on the line. We've got Gary Holohan on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you all?
We are good.
The phone never stops.
My call is to... announce and remind people that we have a student essay contest. The idea is outreach to the young people that are taking the time to protest either school safety, guns, or whatever. And the essay contest has been 2.5 weeks going, and it will end the end of the month. And Pete Peters and KQMS and I have just fallen together in it. We all had the same idea about the same time. And the essay contest is open to grades 6 through 12. And the two best essays will each receive $100. And the first subject was about the student walkouts for school safety or whatever, and I want to know what they learned, why they were doing it, etc., etc. And then we added another subject this last week as regarding asking the student, what God-given right or rights would you defend and why, or what God-given rights would you give up and why? And I have called the English department chairman of all the schools in the area, and I've called them twice, and I know they're receiving the message, but because I've had contact from two schools. So the info is out there. It's on Facebook. Rally Sally was kind enough to post it. And the hard copy info is at KQMS, and I have left my personal phone number with all the department chairs so they can phone me as well. So we'll see if the people, the young people, want to communicate and how they communicate, and I think it will be a barometer as to what's happening in the schools regarding those subjects.
Maybe you can post something on our Facebook website.
You're talking to a illiterate here as far as computers, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have that. In fact, I don't have a computer.
But Sally's posted something on SOJ51.net or on Reading Patriots.
I thought.
Yes, that's what she did. Yes. Yeah.
Both or just one?
Think it's Reading Patriots.
Okay, I'll try pulling it up there.
Yeah.
So at least the info is out there, and like I said, I've had contact with the department chairs, and we'll see what kind of response we get, and you know, $100 is not a small fortune, but $100 is $100, and the two best each receive $100. So I think it'd be worthwhile, and it'd be interesting to see what the young people have to say.
Okay. Well, I have one question, Gary. Do we know, are the teachers going to give that information to the students? Do you have a way of tracking that?
Well, yeah, the way I will track it is if I receive anything back.
I was just wondering if there was a way to know that they're really introducing it to the students.
No. Well, we'll see, because I'm a former English teacher, and I know what I did with my students and what students are capable of or incapable of if they're allowed to do their own devices. We'll see. I think it will be a measurement of what's happening in the schools too. That's the way I look at it. And Pete and I will go on the air, and we'll go school by school. We'll see what the response is.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. And with that, we're going to have to go to a break, Gary.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Cowboys are special. With their own brand of misery, it'll be long. Die from the cold in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the world.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3623. 51.
Shasta College is giving you your first year of college tuition free. If you're a first-time student at Shasta College, even if you've attended college somewhere else or took classes while in high school and you sign up as a full-time student, you could get a year of college tuition free. The Shasta Promise program gives any first-time, full-time student a tuition-free education for a full year. Apply online at shastacollege.edu/apply. Fill out your FAFSA and talk to a counselor today. Don't think you can go full-time with your work or family schedule? Shasta College has more programs just for you. We have compressed programs, evening classes, and completely online degrees to help you get that boost in your career, new job, or transfer earlier with less debt. The Shasta Promise. Just one more way Shasta College is giving you more. Enroll today at shastacollege.edu/apply or call 242-7650 for the Shasta Promise program.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Right, do a minute of this. We'll get this all synced up, and my voice will be back, and we'll be all good. Be strong, America. And I'm talking about. Yeah, you guys don't get too overly excited here.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we're not going to get overly excited about the voice coming back. I'm just saying.
I want an oorah here, you know. Speaking of Uriah, Lee Ermey died.
Yeah.
You gotta give that guy, you know, some.
Well, kudos. Some we needed a Marine to escort Barbara Bush in, so.
Yeah. I'm not too. I mean, not the Bush thing. That wasn't.
I am no fan of Schlumberger's, but Barbara Bush was a classy lady, at least.
I don't know. I just I have mixed feelings on the whole "gee, we're global elite" things. You know, mm-hmm. Maybe she was a nice lady.
Maybe
scumbags can marry nice ladies, but
I thought a lot more of her than I did her husband.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of scumbags, let's talk about some of the progressive communist values that we've.
Oh man, that'll take us a lot of time. Where do we start?
Where should we begin?
Yeah.
Well, here's my theory. My theory is that they're so screwed up because they get all this disinformation from all these places. I mean, you know,
like public school.
Well, there's from everywhere. CNN, public school, MoveOn.org. I mean, you can't even have a legitimate conversation with somebody because they're talking about a bunch of crap that is not real.
Well, how far back do you want to go? I would make the argument that indoctrination begins in kindergarten when they teach you to share.
I hope there's... I might need a cough drop here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing, you know, how much has been, you know, force-fed these people. And it's no wonder they can't think straight. Because, and let me give you an example of what I'm talking about on the issues. Okay, what has been the big issue on the plate of the progressives, you know, lately? Stormy?
That's one of them.
Russia.
That actually is a non-issue.
Yeah.
Because there's really no evidence.
Trump's tax return, but that kind of dropped off a little bit.
Okay, did any of the mainstream media, other than maybe Fox a little bit, who I'm not super enamored with anyway, report that, North Korea is talking about shutting down their nuclear program?
No. Didn't,
I don't think so. Fox did a little bit, like you say, but that's about all I've seen.
Yeah.
It's like, so let me think about this for a second. An ongoing investigation that has, you know, basically a witch hunt to try to impeach the president, you know, a coup that's an effort to, you know, get rid of a legitimately elected president. Unless you take the thought that Russia colluded so much that they actually won the election for Trump when they actually were dealing with Hillary.
Right.
Well, they've actually filed a civil lawsuit now against Russia and the Trump campaign. The DNC has filed a civil lawsuit for financial losses, I guess.
You know, I think these guys are getting desperate.
I think they're throwing everything they can in the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're getting totally desperate because what do they got left?
Well, it comes back to they really have relied on the stupidity and the just lethargy of the American voter. You know, the guy for Obama's healthcare said it. If it wasn't for the stupidity of the American voter, we never would have gotten Obamacare.
Yep.
I know, but think about how whacked out the arguments are here. You know, he's a misogynist. He might have just saved the world from nuclear war. I mean, does anybody but me kind of see how whacked out that is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. He hates women. He just salvaged a bunch of trade agreements.
At the center of the argument, to be able to understand the liberal diatribe and where they're coming from, you have to come to the realization there is no such thing as truth in the world. There is only your perception of it. That is at the core of the argument, is there is no such thing as a founding fact, ideal, moral. There is no rock-solid foundation or principle because it is all centricities based on who you are as a person that you perceive that truth that shapes your truth. There is no truth.
So, in other words, we can declare ourselves a missile-free zone, and we don't have to worry about North Korea anymore, right?
Absolutely.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We have Jean. Good morning, Jean.
Yes.
What can we do for you this morning?
Oh, I would like to I have a question about if Mueller has cancer, who would take over the investigation?
Wow. I didn't know. Somebody's saying he's got cancer?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
It's a possibility, isn't it?
Well, I guess. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible, and so I'm just wondering if he has cancer, who would take over the?
Has anybody mentioned this, or you're just speculating?
Me?
Yeah.
Speculate? Why
would you
do anything? Right. I mean, it's a possibility.
Yeah. Okay.
Comey said it all the time.
What if he had a heart attack?
I know, but I'm still saying, you know, I mean, who knows if he has cancer? We don't know that. You know, he could.
Who would take over? Rosenstein?
I don't know.
Janet Reno
so
zombie?
I'm just wondering if he had
Putin?
Cancer.
Yeah. The ghost of Madeleine Albright?
Putin?
Yeah, well, I just...
He's a world citizen.
Out there that we need to be asking.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's another thing, that whole Russian collusion thing. It's wrong to have the Russians fiddle and mess in our elections because they might have gotten Trump elected, but it's okay if we let a bunch of illegal aliens come over the border and vote.
Well,
or if we do it ourselves by shipping funds, and not only funds, but sending people from Obama's campaign team to attempt to throw out Netanyahu in Israel. That was okay.
Oh, that was okay. That was okay for Clinton and for Obama. You know,
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the Mueller cancer thing.
Well, I think that's a possibility, and I think people ought to start thinking about that.
Wow, maybe CNN could do a full hour on that.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's a possibility, and then who would take over? And if he had cancer, then
George Soros?
Would Trump be able to fire whoever took over? Because they wouldn't really be firing Mueller.
Why not just fire Mueller?
Well, you know, that would cause such an uproar, you know.
Yeah, because...
But if he had cancer and he, you know, was out of there... who would take over? And that's my question.
Would the Russians get blamed for him getting cancer?
Well,
yeah,
you know,
probably.
They might.
Yeah.
They might.
That's
a good thought.
And the Democrats could just put that on their lawsuit.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching the Wizard of Oz here or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good grief. I mean, what is this? Living in a time warp or what, time bandits or something? It's like, what the hell's going
on?
We're in
the vortex. Watch out.
It's like the Matrix.
Just, you know,
pull the plug.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want the red pill. I don't want the red pill.
Cut the electricity.
Well, I'm just asking people out there to you know, think about that.
You know, that's...
Yeah, and they might call their friends and ask their friends the same question.
This is profound. I feel like we've run across something profound. Mm. Either that or we'll just go back and keep watching TV.
Who knows?
All right. Well, we'll see you later.
Thanks for the call, Gene.
All we
right,
appreciate
bye.
It.
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who takes over if there's issues with Mueller?
Yeah.
Who would it be?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I wonder if what's his name is Strzok is still on the payroll. Last time I heard, he was.
I've got a feeling he's soon to be under indictment.
Yeah, I think there's some indictments coming down the pipe.
Supposedly they're there.
Yeah, I mean, why they referred to a bunch of people, and you know, McCabe and Comey and then, you know, Loretta Lynch, and you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess we find out now where DOJ is if they start prosecuting and investigating and going after these guys, or if they just continue to sit on their thumb.
I think that Comey ought to pick out a good nickname for prison, like Comey the Homie or...
Ooh. Homie does play that.
Homie played that.
Yeah, Homie played that.
I guess we got to go to a break before I cough.
Commissary
All
Comey.
Right, if you want to call in, have a question or comment or something you want to discuss, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
So tired of all the darkness in our lives, with no more angry words to say, come alive, get into a car and drive to the other.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PalosHidroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Yeah, we could just play those longer before you cut in. I like to listen to the music for like a minute or so before we talk, which is good. Not just that, because makes the show a little more interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and
we gotta have a little uplifting stuff.
Yeah, that's Joe Jackson stepping up. What's up? That's what I'm talking about. Stepping out. Stepping up. Yeah, that's right. Good thing there was no coffee in that, because that would have just been fried.
Or water.
That would have
fried his laptop here.
And his phone, all at the same time.
Of course,
time.
If there had been liquid in it, it would have been heavy enough, it wouldn't have tilted over.
Frankie is my savior. He found some cough drops here. These are the good kind, too. Yeah. These are the vaporizing. You know, They vaporize you.
You got more of those out there, Frankie?
Your cough disappears. Yeah, we're going to need a whole box for the office, I can tell you.
And he's vaporizing. I mean,
people are going to get vaporized. Keep your mouth going, and we'll see what happens. I want to say that the school safety walkout essay contest is on Sovereign Minds on the Facebook page on the timeline. So we did get that over, thanks to Raleigh Sally. Hey, now my voice is lower and sexy. What do you think?
I'm sorry.
Just can't help yourself, can you?
No, I can't.
Just can't stop. No. She just can't stop. So let's get back to analyzing why the left is crazy. Yeah, I mean, and I think Red's onto something here. There is no truth.
There's
no.
For them.
Because it's all relativism. It's all about what you wish is, or, you know, what your perception is.
Your perception. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
So it doesn't matter if there's nuclear bombs in North Korea that can wipe out the nation, as long as Trump is a misogynist.
You're way out on two different tentacles of the same animal, but once you fall the tentacles back into the main body, yes.
Okay.
So what you're saying is they're a squid?
They're an octopus.
Their brain definitely wanders off in different directions off from the central core. There's like, you could take this thought train and you can take this thought train, and there's no interconnectivity,
right?
Because there's no possible way to get from point A to point B on those two thoughts unless you come back to the central core of there is no truth, it's just perception.
Yeah, everything's about perception. And then if you listen to a bunch of garbage being spewed out of major media news sources like CNN, mm-hmm. CNN is probably the worst, MSNBC probably second,
And they're willing to burn down their business models.
Well, see, like, most people like you and I, we go and look for facts to form an opinion.
I know!
They form an opinion and go find facts to support it. And when they can't find any,
they just make it up.
Yep.
Let's just make it up. It's like gun-free zones. Do they work?
No.
No, never.
No.
Does taking everybody's guns away historically give the government enough power to turn your life into a living hell and kill you?
Every time.
Wow. I mean, how do you...
Every time.
Equate, oh, you must... The children. What about the children? What about the children if the government gets out of control? They kill them, too. They starve them to death in the Ukraine. You know, I mean, look what China's been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't care if they're children or not.
That's very ethnocentric of you, Mark.
I hope these things will kick in.
That's very ethnocentric of you.
Because Donald Trump is a misogynist, and it's known now that he had a hooker in 06, way before he ran for president. Is it known? Is that a fact yet? You're not helping me out here at all, are you?
I don't know if it's been proven or not. And to be perfectly honest, I really don't care.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you on that. It's kind of a double standard because...
I'm sorry, the Clintons dropped that bar in the bottom of the ocean a long time ago.
And I'm not saying two rights make a wrong. Wait a minute. I think it's the other way around. I'm not sure two wrongs make a right.
Well, that's the thing is we did not elect Donald Trump to be some Puritan. We elected him to get in here and wreck shop and put a stop to this nonsense.
Right. I'm pretty sure that Hillary would have done exactly that if she would have been elected. Because it's always get Donald Trump. But when you say, hey, what was the other choice? You know, nothing's been proven. I saw that online the other day.
You're going to go after Donald Trump as a consenting adult who may or may not have participated in this activity, but you completely validate the activity and the acceptance of a woman who herself has some sexual proclivities and is married to a misogynistic rapist pedophile.
Yes.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, but none of that's been proven.
But there is no truth.
I'm obviously playing the devil's advocate here.
Your child rape to somebody else is just man-boy love.
So that would mean that I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, exactly. It's twisted.
It's really weird.
It's twisted.
It's really weird because let's attack Trump. Oh, but all you do, if you say anything about the other guy, all you do is attack. You know, that means you're a Trump defender. You're a Trump worshiper.
Trump's a misogynist, but I know the answer to Trump is let's run Uncle Grabby Joe Biden.
Yeah, creepy Joe Grabby Biden.
Yeah.
We have a
caller on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I've got an olive branch that Trump can throw to the liberals and the Democrats. You want to hear my pitch about pardoning Hillary Clinton?
Sure.
Hey, you know what? If you think she's guilty, but you know she's not going to get prosecuted, why not pardon her? I think that would be a great way to cement her place in history as a traitor, as a criminal that almost brought our country to its knees. What do you think about that?
Pardon her.
Yes.
Well, she's got to be convicted first to be pardoned.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, Ford pardoned Richard Nixon.
Remember that Mark Rich was pardoned by Clinton. And
John McCain was never convicted by Nixon.
I know that you don't have to be charged or convicted to be pardoned. So that being said, you know, I made an online comment on the American Thinker about this, and a few things were thrown back at me. One was that a person doesn't have to accept a pardon. Now, I think that would be very interesting if they were to charge her with some crimes and him to offer her a pardon, and she turn it down. Because once you're pardoned, that relieves you of the opportunity to use your Fifth Amendment rights not to incriminate yourself. After all, you're not going to be charged with anything.
Hmm. Does that mean you can't ever commit a crime on that? In other words, that specific issue can never be brought up again in court?
No, that means that if you got pardoned for, what's it going to be? Murdering. How about if you get pardoned for lying to Congress, and then they bring you to Congress to explain why you lied to them? Or how about if you get pardoned in Uranium One, and how you got $135 million for your nonprofit? You've got a pardon there, Hillary. Now we want you to come in here and explain to us what happened. How about if you get pardoned because Uma Abedin sent classified and top-secret emails to her husband, Anthony Weiner? And we pardon Hillary, but now you need to come in and explain how Uma got those emails.
Hmm.
You see what I mean? Hillary can't incriminate herself because she's not going to be charged.
But she could be charged for separately on another charge that has
crimes.
On a different crime because
of
obstruction.
Well, that just suits the hell out of me. But I'm just, my main thoughts here is 30 years from now, when they look at Donald Trump's presidency and Hillary hasn't been charged with anything, will her name even come up? Will it even be mentioned, the detrimental things that she's done to our country?
Well, that's kind of up to us, Nick, and whether or not we remember.
Well, that's why, if there's a pardon there, one of the things Donald Trump did was pardon Hillary Clinton. That might get somebody to wondering, what'd he do that for? What'd Hillary Clinton do?
Oh, they would wrap it up into Trump is the devil, and now he's changed sides.
And it wasn't her fault.
You need to be positive about this. she used her nonprofit to enrich herself.
Isn't that all speculation, though? Has it ever been proved that she actually sold the uranium?
I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Actually,
proven
you know
to
what?
Me
there's
beyond a reasonable doubt that they were up to the neck in it, and probably their idea to sell it to the Russians to begin with.
See, here's part. This is part of
the DOJ doing.
See, this is part of the leftist strategy, though. Is what I'm saying here, is that you have to prove your facts, and they don't. In other words,
because there's no facts.
Because they don't rely on facts; they rely on feelings. They rely on lots of things, and they can't prove theirs. They just say, "Well, you can't prove Uranium One was that she was involved."
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly they can. They can prove that she made a positive decision to let the sale go through, and at the same time, just weeks later. That her nonprofit got $135 million profit out of it.
I totally agree with you.
Podesta was a board member on one of the companies.
I totally agree with you.
I totally agree. There's mountains of evidence.
I totally agree, but they'll just say that's not proven. And then I get something like this. In 1998, Giuliani had FBI end investigation of Trump money laundering. Trump raised $2 million for Giuliani's campaign. Now, in 1998... Now you have to go back and try to figure out how to prove that. See, they've always got us running around having to prove everything.
Well, do you have to prove anything to give somebody a pardon?
No.
Well, I just hate to see her dance through history as the first person to run for the president, and she was just a wonderful person. I just read Donna Brazile's book. I even forget the name of it. And, boy, I'll tell you what, she just comes out a hero. Ha! And it's just absolutely comical.
Yeah, yeah.
And people will read that book and think it's fact.
That's the problem. They just make up the stuff as they go along.
But, I mean, ultimately, the perception of what's what and what goes down in history will be up to us to shape it and form it and counteract it.
It's a good tool to use to shape it and form it, in my humble opinion.
But what I think Mark is trying to get at, and I agree with him, is they get us chasing our tails, trying to disprove their nonsense.
Or prove our facts.
Yeah, prove our facts.
And it seems to me this is a tool to put us on the offensive. This would put her on the defense.
Yeah.
Why do I need a pardon? Well, if you don't take it, we're going to show you why, lady. And we got Giuliani jumping on Trump's personal lawyers. Maybe he'll have some influence with Sessions and convince them to start doing some prosecution.
I sure hope so, because that's the only thing that's going to end this, and it's not really going to end it. It's just going to change the debate, is when they start prosecuting these guys.
Well, see, I guess that gets down to what is your ultimate goal,
right.
too, is
do I want to see the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons burn for all of the horrible, rotten stuff that has happened?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I want it at the cost of my republic?
No.
No.
How would that cost us our republic? In my opinion, it would help save our republic by putting people aware of how easy this could happen.
Well, that is the question, is what is the hang-up here? What is the great, why are we not moving ahead with all of these things? What is, you know, what is the hand up Mona Lisa's dress that is holding everything back?
The reason we're not moving ahead is for probably about 40 or 50 years, things were going great, nobody paid attention, and as long as I'm doing good, I'm not interested. And we let it get out of hand.
Mm-hmm. And, so what stops us from rectifying
it? They put in the people they want that are making decisions, and now they're there, and Trump's having to fight them. These aren't elected officials. It's just like Sally Jewell with the, what the heck was she in charge of, BLM or EPA? And, you know, she just hosed us down. She locked up resources that they can't use. You know, things like that, that he's got to fight, that it's brought our country to its knees.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the institution has become more powerful than the ability of the checks and balances to correct it.
Absolutely. That's the words I was searching for.
Okay, at what point, then, is it the responsibility of who to correct that? How?
At any point, it's the citizens' responsibility to collect that by electing somebody like Trump that'll get in there and clean up the mess. And the mess is these people that are appointed, not elected, that aren't representing you. They call them the deep state.
If we have elected Trump and he is incapable of cleaning up the mess because the institution itself has become so powerful, what is our next recourse of action?
I don't know. Maybe we ought to furlough Saran Saran and send him to Congress with a newsie. I don't know, but you've got to start somewhere, and I think this is a start by bringing it to everybody's attention. What a rotten apple almost got into the presidency.
You know,
well,
I'll
see,
say
my thing is if people aren't aware of that by now, I don't think pardoning her is going to.
Well, I think what I've been hearing through the leftist brain tubes, for lack of better verbiage, is that they know Hillary was bad and they don't really like Hillary. It's just that Trump
is worse.
Trump is just he's ten times worse.
Yeah,
he's going to raid on their parade.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
a prime example of everything's great. I don't want to really, you know, look at it, is our pensions in California.
Right.
Look at that gal that was is on a professor in Fresno. Did you see what she said about Barbara Bush?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, I got on. I saw a deal on YouTube, saw her lecturing, and I'll tell you what, I am ashamed that she's making $100,000 a year lecturing. She's exactly what has poisoned our youth's mind. And she even says that she thinks she ought to be getting paid for thinking.
See, this is why I think the problem is the government out of control spending by being able to borrow money that, you know, more money than God's got, because the only way they get it is by counterfeiting. This will never stop as long as you have a central bank that's a private bank issuing our currency and funding the government with our wealth through this counterfeiting mechanism. And that's what's going to stop this, is when the whole thing crashes and burns.
Well, hold it now, just a minute. You can't accuse California of counterfeiting. You can accuse him of overtaxing and overfeeing.
Sure.
They're counterfeiting votes.
I mentioned on Jefferson State of Mind, I just opened up the registration fee for my old junk 94 Toyota pickup that I drive for work, and it's $127. That's pathetic. Where's that money going for? Mark Spire mentioned that we're paying in excess of a buck and a half a gallon over every other gas station.
But you see, Nick, that's a symptom of the real problem, because the government has gotten so big and out of control. You know, how did the states do that? Through federal subsidies. I mean, the federal government started subsidizing all these guys, and then, you know, they started taking over the vote, taxing us into servitude. So it's not just one thing, but that is the core thing. And until you stop the core thing, you know, the rest of this is just, you can wipe out the rest of it and it'll start over again because they'll just keep overspending the money and counterfeiting to get the government bigger.
And at what point are we finally done enough to not comply?
Yeah.
Don't send them your registration fees. Don't buy gasoline. Yeah, I mean, there are other ways, and everybody goes, oh, well, I can't do that because of this and this and
well,
this
it has
and that.
To be you can do that. We do have another caller.
We do. We don't want to.
Yeah, hey,
we
let me give you that phone number before you hang up. If you agree with me on the pardon deal, call the White House. They will listen to you. The number is 202-456-1414. You'd be amazed at what just a few calls gets.
And that's the White House line?
That's the White House line. They have people that answer it. And I read one time, if your senator or representative gets 12 or 15 calls, it's a big deal because people don't normally call and complain to them. They just figure they won't be heard.
Well, the state of Jefferson should be calling them on a daily basis in droves, and I think that's starting to get traction, too.
Yeah.
I have called them, you know, and when we go down, and I think it's the 15th of maybe it's June or maybe it's May that we go down for the hearing on our lawsuit. We should probably get about 10 vehicles from each county to dress up in Jefferson attire and circle the block. I know they'd pay attention to that.
Yeah, we could have a mock Cowboys and Indians theme.
Hey, there you go. You know, I mentioned to my little six-year-old granddaughter about playing Cowboys and Indians, and she gave me kind of a quizzical look. And I said, well, you know what Cowboys are? And she looked at me and she says, yeah, a football team.
That's funny.
That's the truth. I thought it was hilarious, too. Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
Bye. Good morning, Tim.
How do we lose him?
We might have lost him. Call back in, Tim, and we will put you on the air. Sorry about that.
Let's go to a quick break here, and then that'll give us 10 minutes to top the hour, and we'll come back and keep pursuing, because I think this topic is a very interesting topic when you think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't even figure out how to analyze it with any clarity. Really, because it's all complete BS.
How do you analyze chaos?
Well, no, but it's like talking to a child that's going to constantly give you either, if not the truth, his perception of reality, which is completely wrong.
Exactly.
So how do you deal with a child? You spank them and tell them this is what you're doing.
No. That child's opinion is just as relevant as yours.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, because it's not based in reality.
Oh, that's just age aside. You're being an age bigot.
Let's listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. You're driving me nuts.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Do it my way.
Okay.
We're on.
We're on.
Okay.
Ashley's on the phone. And Tim is back on the line.
Tim is back on the line.
Good. Thanks for calling back.
Tim, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Listen, I have kind of like a three-part question. Is the Attorney General, can he end the Mueller investigation even though he's recused himself and handed it over to Rosenstein?
I don't think so. I think it's because he's recused himself he can't.
Okay, then can Rosenstein quell the investigation?
I believe so, or the president could actually fire him too.
Right. Now, they find nothing. Is this investigation open-ended, or is there a deadline when he has to stop?
No, it's open-ended. They can go as long as they want.
So this could go on for the next 3 years of the Trump presidency.
Well, this is what Stalin said, you know, find me a person and I'll find the crime.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if nothing is ever found, the Democratic Party is going to have to fall to their knees and do some mea culpas or get it together.
Never gonna happen.
That's going to crush their whole game right there.
Well, I think their game is getting crushed now. I mean, we've seen it in the last election. And I don't think that the American public are buying the mainstream media anymore. I mean, there's on the left wing, you know, they would elect Mr. Potato Head if it would give them what they want. You know, you got some people that are just out there, you know, give me whatever I ask for, right. and they'll vote for Mr. Potato Head. And then
you can say the same thing about the Republicans.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, the Republicans might, you know, at least they're espousing to follow the right formula. It's just that most of them don't. That's the difference. I mean, Paul Ryan says I'm for small government, and then he votes for an omnibus bill that's bloated and full of pork.
Well, I, for one, I feel like you guys do. Our representatives, first off, we don't have enough up here in Northern California. That's why the Jefferson is trying to stay alive. Yeah. I understand that. But, you know, there's no bipartisan work going on anywhere, it doesn't seem like, and particularly the state of California. It's incredible, this senile governor that we have in the sanctuary state, that anything can get done with nuts like that in office. So,
well, that's
anyway,
why
I'm just frustrated like a lot of people here would like to see something constructive.
I understand. I understand, Tim, and I'm with you. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, is at least get enough people aware out there to where we can get some clout going, and I think that's happening. I mean, you're starting to see it across the country, but it's a slow deal to combat all of the different sources that the left of the media and
and I my perspective, I'm a native Californian. I've lived all over California from south to north, you know, and it's always been a great state up until the last, say, 5 or 6 years, where what the state's doing is just nuts, and it's hard to keep up with that, and you sit back, you know, as a taxpaying, voting citizen, you know, how much power do I have to help affect this change? And you can, you know, go places and do things. I understand that. But in the long run, without a better representation someplace, I don't think any anything's ever going to get accomplished.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's why I think the state of Jefferson's on the right track. I mean, you've got it's too big to govern, and you've got too many illegal things happening down in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And well, somebody needs to go away and look
at the same time. I was skeptical at first of the 51, but the more I've listened and read about it, and the more I understand, you know, the constitutionality and how it would have to be done, I'm really for it. I think it's time to split this crazy California.
I agree. We're out of time. And so
okay.
We're
nice talking to you.
Thank
you.
Yep.
Stay tuned for the second hour.
Yeah. We'll be right back after the break, and then I know Fred.
I got a couple thoughts to comment.
You've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Poole says he doesn't believe the bill is necessary, but Chairman Grassley says that's not his concern.
Obviously, the views of the majority leader are important to consider, but they do not govern what happens here in the Judiciary Committee.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe continues to anger President Trump and raise daily concerns he might end the investigation by firing him. The president has been repeatedly counseled against that. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Four people were killed this morning at a Waffle House in Nashville in a shooting. Four more were injured. Police say a bystander who wrestled the gun away from the attacker saved many lives. The gunman is still on the loose. Another GOP congressman announces his retirement.
Pennsylvania Representative Charlie Dent says he'll resign from Congress in May. The leader of an influential caucus of GOP moderates and a critic of President Trump announced last year he would not seek re-election. Dent's announcement sets up the potential for a special election as early as midsummer to serve the remaining months in his term while candidates campaign for a full two-year term in the November election. It would be the second special election in Pennsylvania this year following Democrat Connor Lamb's victory last month. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A suicide bomber struck a voter registration center in the Afghan capital of Kabul this morning. 57 people died, 119 were injured. After a day of moving memories and touching tributes, former First Lady Barbara Bush was laid to rest yesterday at her husband's presidential library in Texas. 2,500 people attended the public funeral. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year? Even less with promo code SAVE20, then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code SAVE20.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed a bill prohibiting oil and natural gas drilling in state waters.
The measure also prevents infrastructure like pipelines that could support drilling in more distant federal waters. New Jersey is one of numerous coastal states using state-level laws to try derailing President Trump's plan to allow drilling in federal waters. The drilling would take place more than 3 miles offshore along most of America's coastline. New Jersey Governor Murphy has signed the bill into law.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Russia's communications watchdog agency says it's adding some Google IP addresses to the state register of banned sites as a dispute over a banned messaging app intensifies. The move blocks access to millions of sites, including many Russian businesses that use the popular Telegram messaging app. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. New York City is officially banning open-door helicopter flights from taking off within the five boroughs just after last month's deadly copter crash.
Five people drowned in March when they were unable to free themselves from their harnesses after the aircraft rolled over into the water.
The pilot, who was not wearing a harness, escaped with only minor injuries. The new rule will not affect helicopters that take off from New Jersey, like the one that crashed into the East River.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Today is Sunday, April the 22nd, and a birthday for a number of famous people, including actor Jack Nicholson. He's 81 years old. Singer Mel Carter is 79. Movie director John Waters is enjoying his 72nd today, while singer Peter Frampton has 68 candles on his cake. Baseball manager Terry Francona of the Cleveland Indians, 59. Actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan, 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You were the sunshine, baby. But I call you Stormy today. All of a sudden that old rain's falling down, and my world is cloudy and gray. You've gone away, oh Stormy.
That's what we should talk about. Stormy, what's her name?
Daniels?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I just wanted to make a couple of comments and thoughts about the last caller, and as we were getting to the top of the hour. And the thing that bugs me is, you know, everybody recognizes problems, that there are problems. They recognize the source of the problems, but when you talk to people about solutions, usually the answer is, well, we just need to try harder and double down on the techniques and methods that we've been using the last 50 years that have gotten us to the point where we are now, and expect a different result.
Well, I think that you got to hold each one of these politicians accountable, period. And we need to quit electing establishment guys.
Mm-hmm. We elect the same Muppets.
And start electing true constitutional Republicans.
We have the same arguments of, oh, be polite. Oh, don't upset these people.
No, I don't
oh,
think
don't
so.
Rock the boat. Oh,
oh, you won't
know,
have access.
If we just, yeah, if you would, you know.
You won't
just,
have access.
Just write a couple letters to your congressman and everything will be
no.
Bull.
They don't elect the person, they elect
none
the
none of
party.
That has worked for the last
well,
50
because
years.
Because those are the politics
and
of
the
access.
Expectation of any of that to change anything now is insanity.
Yeah, it's, again, it's about access politics instead of power politics, and that's what we got to play is power politics, which is call these guys out at every turn. They will be afraid of us if we tell the truth. It's like GOP Romney in Utah.
Oh, the Meat Muppet?
The Meat Muppet, whose five biggest donors, you know, were the bankers, complete bankers shill. Well, he came in second in the Republican primary. And people
yeah,
are starting
nine,
to recognize this.
9, 10 years ago, this was the paragon of the Republican Party,
that's
the savior
yep.
of the country.
Yep.
There was people that wept when he lost.
I know. People are wising up. I think this is one of the reasons we got to get Douglas in locally. Because
well, that's I make the argument that, yeah, people like Doug Malfa need to go. I don't care if you elect the Democrat. And people look at me like I'm a two-headed goat. But let me ask you a question. If we elected the Democrat instead of Doug LaMalfa, other than sending a message to the Republican Party, you better get us a real conservative up here if you want to have a seat, what would be different?
Well, it could get worse in some ways, but not much
How?
In California. Because How? You'd have, it's just like if Obama got elected instead of, it got way worse under Obama. And the reason it got way worse is because we had a complete communist, you know, basically, his ideological slant was complete communism. Now, in some ways, that's good because it wakes people up. people start to see the reality of how things are and where we're going.
I could go with that argument that one of the best things to happen to this country was Barack Obama.
He was the best thing in the world for gun sales.
But at our local level, if you consider the contributions to our local area from our congressmen, if those contributions didn't exist, what would change in your everyday life?
Well,
here?
What I'm saying is...
Not a damn thing.
I maybe you're right. But what I'm saying is that get him in the primaries. And if you can't get him in the primaries, get a Democrat in and then get rid of the Democrat until they do offer a Republican up who's going to have true conservative values.
But to continue to vote, campaign, and send money to the same people that have been screwing us and expect a different result is stupidity.
I agree. I mean, that's why we're calling out Jim Nielsen. That's why we're calling out Doug LaMalfa. Mm-hmm. That's why we're calling out these guys that profess Scrubs. To be conservatives, but they really go along with the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have, if they didn't have a conservative slant, they wouldn't get elected, though.
Yeah. If they're taking money from Monsanto, that might be a hint.
I agree.
If the first thing that they first and one of the only things they do when they get into office is insure 150% crop insurance for themselves and their buddies, that might be a hint.
I agree, but it's going to take time, and you can't.
If the only legislation they've passed is to help fund Indian casinos that donated to them, that might be a hint.
I completely agree with you. At the same time, it takes time to get the people to see this stuff because I remember when we called out LaMalfa, we were the devil. Okay, and more people are starting to see it. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to Romney in Utah, and they're starting to see it. Now, he's been covering his butt by voting pretty correctly lately. So either they start voting correctly. See, that's another way to change it as well. Mm-hmm. If they feel the pressure coming on, they start to vote correctly.
But again, like I say, you need to look at the person, not the party and everything. Look at their record. Look at what they're doing.
You
got to
look at their voting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, instead of going, his name sounds good and he's got an R, so I'm going to elect him.
When they do something right, you got to say that too. He voted against the omnibus. Now, did he do that for the right reasons? I don't know. Because these guys are pretty tricky. When they already know they got the votes, they vote what they think their constituents are going
to
want.
Exactly, because they don't need their vote one way or the other. It's when you get down to those 3-4 crucial swing votes that you start looking at the way that they vote, and you'll see their real record. There's a representative up in Oregon, Greg Walden, that was just able to get a return for rural benefits from schools because of logging shutdown. Where's ours, Doug?
Well, I think Thomas Jefferson said it pretty well. There, if you want to be free and ignorant, you want something that never was and shall never be. And that's really the truth.
Yeah,
you have to have an informed population out there voting correctly, not a bunch of illegal aliens coming in who have no schooling, don't understand what's going on, and are just poor and want stuff.
Can't even read the Constitution because it's in English.
That's right. So you have to educate the public. That's what we do here more and more and more, to start thinking for themselves instead of towing the party line and parroting Fox News, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. You have to look at this stuff yourself. I mean, it's just like this whole thing. I mean, the right does the same thing as the left.
Excuse me.
Now, I'm looking at this meme with what's-his-name, Kevin Hart, that I posted. The MSN, the mainstream media, lied about Russia and Trump's taxes. But wait a minute. Let's listen to this hooker. And that is exactly what goes on both sides of the aisle. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
is they lie about it, and then, and then they continue the deception, by creating more innuendo and more lies to illustrate a point, mm-hmm. an agenda, a narrative, a thought-shaping process, so that we, tend to just parrot whatever the majority we think is the majority is saying.
Because if you repeat a lie enough times.
Hey, who said that? Joseph Goebbels? Hitler?
Mm. Hmm. Yeah, the masters of propaganda themselves.
Well, that's
they got it.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So.
And they've been at it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's look at it. The track record.
I mean, and just the fact that they're introducing a bill in the state of California that could
rid of the Bibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and can ban the sale of books, including traditional Christian views on marriage and sexuality. I think we need to go to a break here.
Well, maybe we can send a strongly worded letter. We'll head that off.
That's our supervisor.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
April 9th.
The North State Signature Event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars that show and shine throughout the area all week long with the annual Friday Night Cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances, why it's more fun than two teams in a rumble seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting CoolAprilNights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights April 21st through the 29th.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
I don't know. I think this remodel in the office here is killing me or something. There's
a lot of stuff in the air, that's for sure. You can smell from the remodeling.
Glue, the carpet,
yep,
everything.
The paint,
holy crap.
Everything.
I keep dying in here.
It's a good excuse anyway.
I was fine when I got here. Anyway, tell us, what did you just have there on...
CNN is announcing that they have hired Laura Jarrett, Valerie Jarrett's daughter, for the new... CNN team.
Oh, that's just a coincidence. Valerie Jarrett. Well,
she's not.
What's wrong with
that? Nothing wrong with Valerie Jarrett.
Isn't there? Yeah, I mean, right?
Oh. She's a good guy.
Yeah, even though she could be an Iranian spy.
Well, she was. Oh, come on. Look at her family history. Look at the history of the FBI investigations. Look at her statements. Look at it. It's not like she even tried to hide it.
Hmm.
I mean,
Well, yeah, but that's okay. She's working at CNN, which is the Communist News Network anyway.
Here's an interesting tweet out from our president, too. GOP lawmakers asking Sessions to investigate Comey and Hillary Clinton. Good luck with that request. Wonder what that means.
Yeah,
I don't know. It kind of sounds like Sessions is in the tank. Here's another one here. Trouble ahead for DNC. This is from the Gateway Pundits. 2017 Russian report loses luster as architects Comey, Brennan, and Clapper are proven as leakers, liars, and Trump haters.
Weird.
There's a lot of that.
Well, at the same time, getting back to the core of this, these guys knew that they used fake documentation that they paid for that was put together by the presidential opposition.
Was paid for by them.
To go to a FISA court and get a warrant
to spy on
fraudulent information that they created themselves.
To spy on their opponents in a presidential election.
Yes.
After selling uranium to the Russian government.
Yes.
Getting money from the Russian government for speeches and everything else. And $150 million to the Clinton Foundation.
All of this other garbage and trash that they're trying to cloud the issue with. Let's get to the core of it.
But Trump is a woman hater. I mean, aren't those two equal?
No.
But that's what we're being told.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation of the United States of America at its highest levels colluded with one of the presidential parties to use false information to get an illegal warrant against their opposition. That's freaking KGB stuff. That's these people should be drug out and shot in the street. Are you kidding me? Stormy who?
Yeah. What's
Russia that? What?
I know.
And the why fact, do they keep dragging it out and out and out?
Because it's a distraction.
These people intentionally colluded and conspired to destroy the American system of government and undermine anything and everything that we value as a country and as a nation. Let's say what really went down.
Well, and then you know, that tweet from Trump doesn't sound good. Because it sounds like if he's saying Sessions is not going to do anything about it.
And I'm starting to think the question shouldn't be is when are they going to do something about it? The question ought to be is if they don't, are we going to?
That's where I was headed. Because are we seeing anything? I know some of these things takes time, but how long's it been? We haven't seen anything.
Is it time for a full-blown revolution?
I don't. I think at a minimum it's time to introduce James Comey to a phone book and a tape recorder.
Something.
A little waterboard action.
I don't know. I mean, things are just, like I say, bat crap crazy.
But how can that not be conceived as sedition and treason?
Well, if you just pretend it doesn't exist, remember, let's go back to the left-wing paradigm, which is it's not an agenda.
It's not truth. It's just your perception of it.
Yeah.
Because from James Comey's perception of reality, he was saving the country.
Right. And Trump's the devil.
Yeah.
So they're the good guys and we're the bad guys. Because we believe in rule of law and they believe in rule of men. They believe in, you know, this utopian vision that the government's going to take care of everybody.
So the government usually does end up taking care of everybody one way or the other.
California. They are now.
Look at California. They've been just taking care of the hell out of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this place is turning into a, I don't know if we can say, we can't say crap hole, can we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we say sheet hole?
Well, you can say that, but you can't say the other.
Okay.
Or you can, or you can.
Well, there's a lot of, linen.
Yeah,
out there on the streets.
That's all it is. You don't think that there's actually any ill content behind it or any malice or anything behind it. You think they're just Lenny, you know, and I'm gonna love him and pet him and call him George.
I will love him and squeeze him and rub his fur the wrong way.
No, I think it's thought out. I think it's conspired upon. It's intentional. I think it's with malice.
Yeah, I think this is basically a takeover and get rid of our Constitution for the global agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And they were doing a pretty good bang-up job until Trump threw a big wrench into the whole thing.
But at the end of it, are they going to pay? Are they going to pay the price for their actions?
I think the worm is turning. Will we win? I don't know. I think it's still speculative. But at the same time, I'm getting pretty optimistic because I think the American people is waking up. You look at the stuff that's going on across the board that's not being reported mm-hmm. in the mainstream. People have had enough
of this. I think they're getting there.
Of this, you know, this. Where's common sense? There is no common sense from this liberal agenda, unless you're the guys at the top that are taking over and using it as a to keep the people divided, so that they don't actually band together and go, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, let's argue over the color of our skin or the diversification of our class stratification, or you know, let's separate ourselves by our genders. Hell, they've got us classified into something like over 100 different groups just on gender now. Let's argue about that.
Yeah. Let's argue, and let's just keep calling Trump the devil, even though he's mm-hmm. getting stuff done.
Let's just allow ourselves to be distracted, deflected, and divided until we're literally arguing with everybody, and we're so busy doing that, we're not paying attention to what's really going on, or capable of getting together to do anything about it, because we hate each other over so many different variables, it's impossible to come together as a group and burn these people down.
Well, and that's why I think we have to be truthful about this whole thing on the right and the left, because the only way we are going to come together is to be truthful about the real problems, and they have to be pretty self-evident, and they're becoming more and more self-evident as time goes by. The progressive agenda is putting California into the mm-hmm. you know, down the drain. I mean, California's going down the tubes.
Right, and if people just realize we have all the power.
Mm-hmm.
If they would just put all that aside, all that garbage, all that crap aside, we could do a lot of different things.
You got to get involved. You can't just stay out there and mind your kids. And
you've got to prioritize what the real issues are.
Okay? Right.
I'm sorry. If you're a black dude that likes to smoke weed all day while you run around in high heels and women's underwear, I don't care. If you're going to sit in the foxhole with me and get rid of these people trying to destroy our country, I don't care.
But you're supposed to.
They also need to prioritize, because if you're doing all of that, but you are not paying attention to anything else, you don't care about your rights, you don't care about what's going on. See, that's the other side of that, is you become stupid.
Yes.
And being stupid is not very conducive to freedom. So we do have a caller.
We do. Good morning, Terry.
Terry, morning, everybody, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Terry? You're on the air. You're on the air, Terry.
Go ahead.
I know. Can you hear me?
Can.
Okay. You know, we keep talking about, you know, let's get in foxholes, blah 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 blah. Thing is, what we have to do is unite around something.
Right.
You guys are all absolutely right about discussing the fact that we're divided. Well, we're divided because we're not united. Now, when you look at the state of Jefferson, and you look at the 23 now counties that we have.
Yeah, tell us about that, Terry, because I just picked that up a little bit this morning. We have a couple more counties signing on board?
Yeah, Mariposa and Stanislaus are right on the cusp. Close enough to call, right on the cusp.
All right.
So the point being is that we have to have something we unite around. Now, most of the people in the 23 counties here will unite around. They do not want to be a sanctuary state. Do not want to be. We're rallying around that. We're having meetings. We're going to all the boards of supervisors. We're getting resolution after resolution being passed. The supervisors are coming around because this particular issue attracts people who understand California is not working, and frankly, the United States at this point isn't working because of the resistance we have from the left, which means, again, we're not all going to all get along.
Right.
Number two, the Second Amendment. People need to stand for the Second Amendment. I would suggest to you that most people in the counties of Jefferson are Second Amendment people, and I would suggest to you that the majority of the people in those counties stand for the Second Amendment. The third thing is understanding this three-state initiative that Tim Draper has put in. The three-state initiative, if it were to pass, would do several different things. Number one, it would create three states of California that still, with Reynolds versus Sims being still basically the law would still be in a position to where three states would now be blue rather than one state. So the Democrats would stand to gain two senators per state. Now, that gives six senators in the United States Senate, which is a plus of two for them. Now, Draper, I think, knows this. That's number one. Number two, why would the Republicans in California want to vote for that? Well, people like Jim Nielsen and Ted Gaines could have a whole new lease on life because they would be in a new state subject to new rules, and probably most of the rules would be the same because of the way the states are divided up, because most of the counties in each of these states that are rural still don't have any position because of one man, one vote. So, of course, Jim Nielsen might be for this. He'll keep swinging. And if we do have an oligarchy, which means the Democrats and Republicans would get together and say, okay, Jim, you still got your little corner of the world here, a brand new 12 years for you if you work both houses. Same thing for you, Mr. Gaines, because now you've got a whole new lease on life, and maybe we could throw your wife in. And that's just the Democratic side. What the Republican side, the Democratic side would gain positions probably in the United States Senate, which could be Gilly Allen's dream coming true. So you have that issue. Now, what we are doing as the state of Jefferson is we are united in a united front that we do not want this three-state initiative. We will vote against it. However, we will vote against it with the press conference that we will have and with the press release that is being written, in that we believe in a state split, but we believe in the state split of Jefferson. We believe in representation, which we would not have in any of these three states. And we also believe in the right of voting and having voters be United States citizens, not illegal immigrants or illegal aliens, as I like to call them. So there's three points we can unite on, and we should be getting after those points rather than, talking about the division or we don't agree with this or we don't agree with that. We have found three things that the folks at Jefferson agree on, and I'll just kind of leave it there and get your comments.
I agree with you, Terry. I think that's what we're talking about here, is putting aside all of the stupid crap of, what we can argue about, whether it's pot or drugs or drinking whatever it happens to be the issue, black, white, gay, straight, and do unite around.
Yeah, you're right, and I think that what we have to do is start looking for those solutions. Now, Wynn Carpenter came up with a great idea. If you listen to our program last hour and you go back to the archive and listen to that program from the back hour, from an hour ago, or 9 o'clock, you'll be able to hear Mark Baird bring up several different things that have happened in California. That's just a few. He's just scratching the surface. What we need to do is go out with our cameras, and we need to do a thing called Man on the Street. Maybe Jefferson Man on the Street. And we'll even go into Sacramento or go anywhere and talk to people. Are you okay with the higher gas taxes? Are you okay with your registration going up? Are you okay with your house taxes? Are you okay with AB 109? Are you okay with illegal immigrants or aliens being able to vote? Are you okay with illegal aliens not having to conform with our laws? Are you okay with us paying for everything for them? So, those are some of the things we can ask. Go out with your cameras. But maybe in a team, maybe some person with a camera, some person with a cell phone, and somebody else asking the questions. Two things, though, when we do that. Number one, you need to get the people's permission to be filmed. And number two, it's probably a good idea to ask them the question first before you put them on camera to see if, so you don't surprise them with something. But anyway, that's just a thought. At least it's something that Wynn Carpenter thought about this morning that we can move forward on rather than, I mean, frankly, I don't know if I want to get into a foxhole with a guy in high heels and a dress. I'm not really, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure that I'd want to do that. I'm not saying that if that particular person is willing to fight, but unfortunately, a lot of people are in a position where they like what they're getting free from the state, and they're liking the rights they have in California. And the people that have joined Jefferson and the people that have gone for liberty and the people that are fighting for liberty and the people that are standing for liberty are all the people that are standing for specific things that mean something. I mean, if you're going to have a specific position that you demagogue on, or you just talk about, it's time for us to get in a foxhole and fight, well, then get your butt in a foxhole and pull out a rifle. Bring it on. Because because the real deal is we've got to get behind something. And I think the state of Jefferson is really on to something. We have that phone call tonight. I don't have the number for the phone call, but I'm sure Sally's listening, and she can go ahead and send that through to you guys in the chat room so you can announce that. We need to stand. We've got three positions to stand on. We have no on the three Californias. We have no, we don't want to be a sanctuary state, and we have no, there's no way in hell that you're taking our guns away. And that's where we have to stand, so let's get to it. Yeah?
I agree with you, Terry. I agree with you. I think we do have to unite and stand behind something. And the more and the broader base that is about, excuse me, the better off we are across the board. Yeah, we can sit here and all day long and come up with the issues of what the problems are, like you say, but we got to come up with these solutions, and I think you're right.
We have to have action.
I think we have to have action and not talk about it, but actually move forward.
Think about the ramifications of the states divided up the way that Draper's got it divided up. Think about the ramifications of three new blue states. Now, we always talk about, you know, you've got to start local, state, fed, oh my. We have to start locally, and we have to fight that way, and we have to fight in the state. But you know what? If the Democrats say, you know, this is a bad idea, we get to keep all the power we have in this landmass of California now. We get four new senators, which help us to control Congress, which helps us to control the United States. And on top of that, Jim Nielsen, you don't even lose any power, buddy. You know, you think you're going to live forever. So guess what? You get to be a senator forever now in your brand new state. And you can tell people just you're just swinging. And, boy, you'll try to fight all this bad stuff. But it's only you. Same old baloney. Same old thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say I have the phone number so I can give it to people. Sally posted it.
Okay. That would be great. So I will. I'll get off it here and thank you for the program. But let's start talking about things we can do rather than our differences. And I think that's a really important thing to do. And Mark, you're absolutely a million billion percent right about the Federal Reserve. You're a million billion percent right about the counterfeiting, and you're a million billion percent right that we have to get back to the gold standard. So I'll just leave it there and have a great day, you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks for the call, Terry. We appreciate that.
So the number for the call tonight is 1-712-770-4114, and the access code is 307-268, hashtag or pound. So.
All right, very good. So people get on that call tonight and start getting involved and start supporting the state of Jefferson because, you know, what else have you got? I mean, we talk about a lot of things, but has anybody else got a plan that's workable? I haven't seen anything yet but the state of Jefferson that's actually going to get something done, and they've come a long ways on getting something done.
Yeah, instead of looking at all the differences, look at what we stand for on the same issues, you know?
Right.
Instead of always finger at something. Look at the positive side.
You got to draw them together somehow. There's you know, 30-something percent that are not going to do anything except bitch, complain, and want to be taken care of by the government. They would vote for a block of cheese if it would be distributed amongst them.
Yeah. You got to quit poking sticks at people.
So, but at the same time,
they're standing on the same issues.
There's,
you know,
70% that are starting to see what is happening here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They want me to repeat the number. Okay, sorry, Red. It's 1-712-770-4114. The access code is 307-268, hashtag or pound sign.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
And there's a certain point, too, where you need to stop going after the symptoms and need to design ways that you can actually make a difference and make a change and get ourselves some breathing room while we're doing this, because yes, the Second Amendment brings people together. Yes, sanctuary state brings people together and stuff, but it's a moot argument. Why is there a debate? Why is there a discussion? Immigration is clearly reserved within the purview of the federal government. There is no argument over sanctuary state. It is illegitimate and it is illegal. There's no need to engage in that. The Second Amendment, you have a right to bear arms. End of argument.
Okay, so what's your solution then?
Then you find the ways that when they tell you that you can't have your rights, that you can't enforce your rights, refuse to comply. Don't engage in the argument. Don't debate it. Don't send strongly worded letters. Do not comply.
Well, but you have to rally enough people around you to do that. So
to make an effect on them when you're not complying.
You can sit in your foxhole and do not comply by yourself. That's the problem. And so you have to get enough public support, and you have to rally people to get the public support so that if you are not going to comply, you have enough people not complying with you. So mm-hmm. I think that, you know, you might be right in some ways, but it doesn't do no good to say that we all need to not comply, and then you're the only one not complying. So we've got to get enough people that's going to support that. Anyway, do we have a caller on the line?
We have a Lori on the line, I do believe.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hey, I have an idea. Maybe you should be broadcasting outside in case the indoor remodel is outgassing too many chemicals. I don't know.
I think it's killing me.
Dang. I wish I could help you get you an oxygen mask or something. I don't know.
I got Hall's methylated cough drops that vaporize you. And
I worked in the follow-up from yesterday's Earth Day at City Hall. We had a massive turnout at the entire event, and I don't know if I'll have time before your next break, but if we could address the passion that a lot of families are having over the vaccine issue. I mean, they were just near tears at our booth. They're very concerned that they feel that they're being pushed and
railroaded.
You know,
yeah.
And vaccine shamed, and to get an exemption is just an Olympic feat.
Yeah, I've got I just wanted to
kind of propose that maybe our community could have a forum, a debate, a mindful discussion over the pros and cons of the vaccines. I know Dane covered this yesterday on his weekly Global Alert News program with the local owner of Hilltop Medical, one of the three of them, Dr. Mark Pierce, sounding very much pro-vaccine overall. And I'm just concerned because this is the most immediate thing we have control. We can't control what's sprayed on the skies and in the air. I mean, that's difficult enough to try to approach, you know, government and the officials and private industry and whoever's really doing all of this. But people do have control if they want to vaccinate their kids all at once, follow the insane schedule, delay it. There were several points covered in the March 7th show.
Comply.
Pardon me?
Just don't comply. Wonder if they all just didn't do it.
Yeah. I know, but then everybody's got to look at either homeschooling or get around that hurdle.
But
enough of them would be together. Yeah. Maybe. I agree with what you guys are saying.
This is the point I'm trying to get to at the very core of what I'm trying to get through to is, yes, it may hurt. The argument that, I want to protect my rights unless it inconveniences me to do so is nonsense. Yes, they may have to look at homeschool. Yes, they may have to organize and protest to get their kids into school. Yet,
what is that?
I think that's a weekly test of
broadcasting system.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was kind of well timed, that little broadcasting alert buzzer. It's almost like when all our videos go down and we're trying to do decent research.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but if people didn't comply like with the school system, then we're back to the money piece because then they don't get money.
Well, here's what I think, and I like what Terry just called in and all the other people about having the man or the woman on the street. Let's also include on that long list of egregiances and problems and issues and harm, let's look at the forced vaccine thing that's just about to hit us all, not just children, us adults, and that's a slow kill genocide, or it's quote-unquote our protection.
Right.
Really.
I agree with you. And then what do we do with it after that?
All I wanted to do is, I'm sure you're up on a break, but I'll hold over. I was going to share a few points that were quotes from the March 7th broadcast with Dr. Mark Pierce. And I just want to have, and I hope he'd be willing to, have an open debate since he's, you know, obviously for it, by and large. I mean, I have several quotes. And
could that be the money piece, too? Because you know that they get...
Well, they do. There's always a third-party pays them if they keep up with the schedule. They also get a profit off that. Most people don't realize that that's a huge part of keeping a practice going, open, and functional. is to keep the vaccination schedule, or they will dismiss you, quote-unquote fire you, because you're not a good patient or a good family, and that you're just not part of the herd immunity, and you're potentially infecting everyone, when in fact it's been a part of the debate that the unvaccinated children are the healthiest ones. Chiropractors have been following this for ages. So, again, I'm not trying to bash one side or the other. I'm just saying we need to have more open dialogue with people who are not willfully blind and who are making fist over hand of money. This is why it's just so hard for people, and that's why Dr. Brian Hooker was called by Dr. William Thompson with the whole vaxxed film documentary on CDC.
We have to go to a break, Lori.
Yeah, we'll be right.
Hold on.
Thank you.
You bet.
And with that, we need to go to a break, and we will see you on the other side.
Find the corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness, but I can sleep. No sugar tonight for coffee. No sugar tonight for tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run.
Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, fresh chilled crabs, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3650.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Fantasy will set you free.
Let's get on the magic carpet ride.
Just ask Jerry Brown Pants. He'll tell you. Just keep believing that relativism is the way to go, and utopia, the vision of the communist utopian vision will protect us all. I can't say that with a straight face. Okay, Lori, you got to make it quick, Lori, because
I will.
Terry's back on the line, and he's got something he wants to clarify.
Okay, I'm going to zip through it. This is, again, from the March 7th broadcast of when Dr. Mark Pierce was on the show, and they were covering the HPV, quote-unquote, epidemic. And, again, as people might know, that this particular vaccine is being pushed a lot more because apparently a lot of people that have been bypassing, skipping, and omitting the MMR because of the fears of autism, they were saying that you can come on in now as being like a 10, 11, 12-year-old and catch up on your vaccines because it's too late. You're too old to get autism. So the other point was...
Wrong answer.
Yeah,
that you've missed your opportunity when you're 1, 2, 3, 4 to going to your pediatrician or your family practice person. So, you know, let's get these kids kind of back in here. And there's some that don't respond to vaccines. Of course, we know that. But
this is where Red's right. This is where Red's right about the noncompliance. My kids aren't going to get any more.
Nope.
Period.
Nope, because, again, this is very scary. They're not telling. Informed consent is no longer really being done ahead
of
time.
If I have to move out of the state, that's what I will do.
No, every state will be probably getting this. And the thing is, the doctors don't have 10 or 15 minutes to have a consult where you're going to say, no, thanks, we won't do it. The doctor just lost money in that hour. And they're on the time clock. They're being monitored if they're in a clinic and not
again,
in their own private
again,
practice.
Again, you walk out. I mean, you know.
No.
Yeah, exactly. You can always present a picture of hopelessness, but it's really this simple. They don't get the shot as long as I'm informed of the fact of what they're doing.
I'm just going to do the quotes of that show. So, I hope we can have a debate, a forum, and a coherent educational format so that people can have serious education and not just go one side or the other. The completing quotes were, there are no serious effects. It's not a live virus vaccine. Okay, so they're only saying you get a sore arm and you might faint because you have the sight of the needle. I mean, there's more
it
to
all
it.
Comes
there's
down,
a list, no, list
Lori,
so long of advocates.
Lori, it all comes down to where you get your sources and who do you believe. And the people that don't believe, that believe mainstream media, are not going to be changed until something gets their face, you know, they get their nose rubbed in it so bad that they...
And that it touches them individually.
Right, personally.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that hurts a lot of people, but...
It's
more and more people are starting to
else.
Realize that they're being lied to through the mainstream media, and they're starting to come over, and then they start looking at these sources. And it's really about the belief and the information that's out there getting to the public. And that's it. I mean, it's really
not
simple.
And here's what. This is why it's important to know your doctor if you can, because when very few doctors go on the radio or TV or other media or print, and some of them, maybe they're paid shills and they're on the news columns in local papers. But for him to say that this is his pet peeve, that people are not getting vaccinated, and that that's not a correct association between the fears that started autism. And
who cares, Lori? My point is, who cares? I don't give a crap what the guy has to say. I've already done enough research to show that I'm not getting a vaccine, even if I'm wrong, until I'm proven that I'm wrong, because I've seen enough things that make me very afraid of having...
I know, and you know what? All three of you are exceptional and way ahead of the curve. Most people are not doing enough research and homework and background checks.
They don't believe that
either.
Harm
might not mean anything to doctors. We're at number 88 of holistic doctors that have had a sudden death, a heart attack. CDC guy found 3 weeks later drowned.
I don't believe that, Lori, because there was a huge rally down at the Capitol. I'm not saying I don't believe that these doctors and I don't know. No, I haven't done the research. What I'm saying is there was a huge rally down at the Capitol. Excuse me, and the government just ignored everybody. See, the information is getting out there, and the movement is getting to the point where they're saying no. You're just not hearing about it on mainstream news.
Yeah,
you're hearing about it on alternative media.
They packed the Capitol that day of the vote.
Right.
They
packed
it.
Listen, we got to move on, Lori.
Okay, well, have Kimberly Vollmer's back for the follow-up on the HPV.
I will.
All right.
Okay,
thanks,
all right,
Lori.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think people are getting to understanding that there's more people alike-minded thinking on certain things that they're necessarily standing in the foxhole.
It really comes down to, do you believe that the government has your best interest in mind, or do you have your own best interest in mind? That's really what it comes down to.
And you've got, in defense of some of the medical doctors, a lot of them are leaving the medical profession because of things like this, because their license is dictated by the government.
And
speaking
of doctors, I just want to give a shout out to Pius Danuka. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
total patriot. Love you, man, and you do great
I
work.
I understand he's a great doctor, too. Imagine
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. So is his wife. So with that, I do believe we have Terry on the line.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Sorry about that. There's a new development on Carl's phone line. Sure, you can't hear what the other person's saying now when you're on hold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, so I didn't hear what Lori had to say. I'm sure it was good. It usually is. But I did want to clarify some things. Mark, you hit the nail on the head. You know, Red, what we're talking about here basically is giving some people something to strive for where there's some unity, and that's what Mark was trying to say. It's easy to say, well, maybe we won't pay house taxes if you own a house, or I won't pay my car registration if I own a car, or I'll get in a foxhole and grab my gun if you're willing to do that and lead the charge. But I think the thing we have to do now is find some things that people actually agree on. Those are three things that people, at least in the 23 counties that we talk to, and we talk to leaders from every county, that all agree on those things. So getting behind something, as Mark Kent explained absolutely correctly, we get behind some certain issues, we're behind those issues, we stand behind that, and the rest of it comes about. But the first thing is to show solidarity. And that's the main thing about getting any kind of movement moving forward is solidarity.
That's why I think what your idea with doing the camera on the street is a good idea. Let's do a sampling of the public and find out what is the biggest issues out there across the board, because maybe you can identify, I don't know, 5 or 10 issues that everybody says needs to stop.
Absolutely.
And just go after those issues and start there.
Have them tell us what the issues are.
Create your movement off of those issues, and then you can dissect the parts as you go.
Well, I just think that, you know, if we're going to make suggestions, that we need to be the people that actually go out and do it. You know, if you put on long pants and actually get out there in the foxhole. I mean, if that's the deal and we're not going to comply, yeah, we all know that the Second Amendment rights are our rights. We know that. We know that we all should be able to just carry a gun on our hip. We all know that. Now, first guy, okay, well, if you don't want to comply, well, let's lead by example. Let's have somebody walk out there, put the gun on their hip, or maybe just go down and stand in front of the police station and say, you know what, try to take this gun from me. I mean, really, or, you know, really, if you don't own property, how can you say don't pay your property taxes? It's easy to say. If you have a car registered in somebody else's name, it's easy to say, oh, okay, well, I think I'll just get my car just don't pay your registration.
Terry, I think that we're already taking the Hogan's Heroes approach. You know, you're in Stalag 13, and everybody above ground is kissing Clink's butt.
You're right, Mark.
And everybody below ground is digging tunnels.
Thanks for all you do, buddy.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Terry.
You bet.
So everybody below ground is digging tunnels because they're trying to escape. They're figuring out whatever way they can do to get out of here. And that's really what's happening here is that, you know, whether you're moving out of the state, whether you're not complying with the vaccines, whether you're not turning your gun in, there's a whole bunch of non-compliance going on across the board. I mean, just throw it out there and see how many people on your survey are going to turn their guns in because Governor Brown puts a mandate out. It ain't gonna happen.
Or how many people have turned in their magazines or anything else.
So I think,
but at the same time, you've got to, you know, people need to be aware of, like, the driver's license, that they're giving up their right on another end if they don't pay attention.
Well, that's why I think it's a good idea to find out what the biggest issues are and channel that energy into a positive change down there in Sacramento or wherever it is. That's what I'm saying. The more people you got on board, the more they have to listen to you. Whether it's forming a state, whether it's going after the Second Amendment, I think it's a good idea to figure out what is the biggest issue amongst
everybody. Ask them what their issues are and put it together.
And then channel that energy into something positive to change.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think everybody agrees with that, right?
Anyway. And that's the thing, is at the end of the day, it has to change something.
Something is changing. The whole world is changing right now, across the board. We want to get this channeled into positive change across the board, back to clear-thinking, liberty-minded people that are going to actually have a free society, where government doesn't control every aspect of your frickin' life like they do in California.
Sons
of the SOBs down there in Sacramento, you know, need to be drug out into the frickin' street and beat for their arrogance and their over exuberance of government tyranny. That's really what needs to be happening. But we're not there yet. We need to unite people to get there. And if you're sitting at home doing nothing, maybe you ought to go look in the mirror, maybe you ought to shave, and go, what am I doing? What am I doing to affect what's going on? And if you can answer that honestly to yourself, that you're doing something to further that end, then, you know, you're the one that's going to live with yourself. So how many people out there are doing something? That's the question. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot more than we know. Yeah.
I agree.
And they're starting to figure out that they're not standing alone.
We're almost out of time.
So, yes, we
hey,
are.
Hey, all right, I hear the music. remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Think about what I just said. Because that's really what we're dealing with.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a good week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.